You're listening to the News Music program on Kansas City's radio and television station, and now welcome to our Innis News. This morning, Kansas City's National Assembly delegation organized to collect comments on the law on land amended. Delegates suggested that the drafting committee should continue the overall review to remove obstacles between the law on housing, the law on real estate business amended, and the amended law on land, continue to promote decentralization for localities and areas such as choosing specific land valuation methods. The Ministry of Natural Resources and Environment has assigned the Fund of Rice and Forest Land allowed to change use purpose, allowing the province to decide for itself without having to submit to higher levels. Also this morning, Vice Chairman of Kansas City People's Committee Nguyễn Văn Hồng had a meeting with ODA Project Management Board to districts of Ninh Kiều and Bình Thủy and relevant departments on the construction progress and site clearance of some building packages in Project No. 3. According to the report of the city's ODA Project Management Board, up to now, packages CD3, PW1.17, 1.18, and 1.19 to renovate 15 canals in the inner city of Ninh Kiều and Bình Thủy districts, and CD3, 1.10, Hoàng Quốc Việt Road Infrastructure Renovation, and CD3, 1.13, Hoàng Quốc Việt Road Infrastructure Renovation Phase 2 have been implemented. However, progress on implementation is still slow. Yesterday afternoon, the Party Committee of Kansas City's People Authority Party of his bloc preliminarily concluded the 9-month work and outline tasks in the fourth quarter of 2023. In 9 months, the Party Committee of the People Authority Party of his bloc closely followed the resolution in 2023 and the direction directed the implementation of the Politburo's conclusion number 01 on continuing the implementation of directive number 05 on promoting learning and following Ho Chi Minh's talk ethics and style. The inspection and supervision were paid attention to, thereby contributing to improving the quality and efficiency of inspection and supervision. Also yesterday afternoon, Vietnam Fatherland French Committee of Kansas City held a preliminary conference on framework in 9 months of 2023. Chairman of the Vietnam Fatherland French Committee of Kansas City, Nguyễn Trung Nhân, attended and chaired the conference. Over the past 9 months, the Fatherland French at all levels and its member organizations have well implemented the program of coordination and unity of action, effectively implementing the work of propaganda. Vice Chairman of the National Traffic Safety Committee, Quốc Việt Hùng, he just signed a plan to organize the competition Join Hands for Traffic Safety in 2023. The competition runs from October 9 to December 8, 2023. Candidates are Vietnamese citizens and foreigners currently residing in the territory of Vietnam, aged 14 and above. The content of the contest revolves around the party's guidelines, the state's laws on traffic order, knowledge and skills in handling situations, and legal provisions on compulsory insurance of civil liability of motor vehicle owners. The competition is organized in the form of weekly online quizzes on the Communist Party of Vietnam e-newspaper, VCNet social network, and online newspapers, magazines, websites, portals of agencies, units, and localities with links to the contest being attgt.dangcongsang.vn. The organizers do not limit the number of participants but only take one best result. The tests with the most correct answers, accurate prediction, or approximate prediction of the number of correct answers, and the earliest test type. The weekly multiple choice test period begins at 10 a.m. on Monday and ending at 9 a.m. on Monday of the following week. This year's rainy season is forecast to be concentrated only in the Mekong Delta in September and October and will end early in mid-November. As a result, in the 2023-2024 dry season, sound water intrusion is forecast to appear 1 month earlier than the previous years. According to the Southern Institute of Irrigation Science, the El Nino stage is likely to last until the end of 2023 and into early 2024, in addition to localities directly affected by sound water intrusion, drought is likely to affect areas 30 to 70 kilometers from the sea. And that's all for now. Thanks for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.